Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Casper Mattresses.
Yay!
Okay, cool. Because you got to say something too.
Well, I thought you didn't bring the requisite enthusiasm to that promotion, so I figured I'd jump in there.
Glad one of us did. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Oh my God, it's the Weekly Planet. It's my new intro. What do you think?
Ooh, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I like your enthusiasm, but I like nothing else about it.
Okay. Oh my God, it's the Weekly Planet where we... This isn't good. Why did I decide to do this?
I don't know. It's great though. No, actually, the second time around, I liked it more. Good. So you want to try it again? One more time.
Oh my God, it's the Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me as always, my co-host Nick Mason. I'll never do that again.
I like it though.
I think it's off-putting.
No, you could put it on the t-shirt.
No, because I say it like an enthusiasm for someone who's first listening, like it would... Like it means anything or
and
a big
yeah.
deal.
And in the context of this universe, why are you surprised that the Weekly Planet is coming out? You've been doing it for
exactly,
years.
Exactly, yeah.
So
it's a really good point.
I like it.
I hate it.
Okay.
But you know what I love, Mason?
What's
first
that?
Of all, I'm on Book Cheek this week, maybe.
Oh, that's cool.
Recording it tonight with Claire.
Wait, who are you? Did you introduce yourself?
I am James, known as Mr. Sunday. With me as always is my co-host, two hosts of the show, Nick Mason.
You threw yourself
it's
off with
good,
that.
Is
I don't
it?
Know. Yeah. When, may I ask, when did you decide to do that new intro?
A second before.
That's very good.
Thank you. I don't think you mean it.
No, that was good. I like the fact that you took a punt.
Oh, God, I appreciate that. Maybe we should do that every week. I'll just do a different thing every week.
Yeah. You know what? Because there was probably some listeners who are on the verge of no longer listening. And they're not like, well, I just won't listen this week. I'm like, I'm going to listen. But if he opens up with, everyone on the Weekly Planet, I am done. And they've got their finger on the stop.
Yep.
And they're ready. And then they're like, oh my God, it's the Weekly Planet.
This is the shot in the arm I need.
That's right.
So yeah, I'll probably talk about more next week, but Book Cheek this week, Dave Warnocky's podcast, who people would know from Do Go On,
yes.
Where he takes a classic novel and recounts it so I don't have to read it, or anybody else listening has to read
it. Yeah, and you don't have to research it for your high school English
class
assignment,
that I'm doing.
Which some people are doing.
Mm.
I'm very excited too.
I enjoyed high school English. Did
yeah.
you?
I mean, I enjoyed it relative to every other subject.
Yeah, well, okay, sorry. Yeah, I should have specified that, but yes, that is correct. It was better than business management.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is what I
was.
Also did and
yeah.
was bad at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's big news for if you're a fan of Loki, if you're a fan of TV series, if you're a fan of people who work on Rick and Morty. If you like those three things that I've said, they've come together.
I do like all those three things.
The Loki TV series, which is debuting maybe this year, is it?
Is Disney Plus happening now? Because we don't
know.
No,
it's happening this year. They're doing. Okay. They got the Star Wars one. Don't worry. There's no Star Wars news this week, Mason. Don't worry. Your favorite thing. You can take a break.
Oh, but that's a shame because I was going to debut my new segment. Oh my God! It's Star Wars news.
So
because I could legit because I could legitimately act surprised.
Okay. All right. Well. Look, next week.
Lay it on
ready.
Me whenever. No, whenever you feel like
okay,
it.
Okay,
don't tell me. Don't tell me in advance.
I will not tell you. Mm. Michael Walden, who's a writer for Rick and Morty, he's also working on the upcoming, or he has worked on the upcoming season 4 of Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
He will show run the Loki TV series.
Ooh.
The synopsis of which is Loki pops up through human history influencing events.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
That's fun.
And what do you think I think of that?
I think you think that you love it.
I do love it. But what do you think that I think that you think of it?
one of us loves it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Look, that's that is quite canny in the sense that it doesn't reveal whether Loki lives after Endgame.
Yeah, spoiler alert, he probably does.
I mean, probably does. I would imagine this is bookended young Indiana Jones style by him in the modern day.
Yeah.
Sitting in a luxuriously appointed drawing room and going, or a prison.
Yes.
One of the two. And going, remember when I went and bloody hung out with Leonardo da Vinci?
I loved the young Indiana Jones. I loved learning about geometry.
Yeah, right. I mean, relative to learning about other things, yes, exactly, obviously.
Yeah.
You know? What if this is edutainment?
It's not going to be edutainment.
What if it's edutainment?
It's not
going to
be edutainment. I think it's going to be Doctor Who. That's what I think it's going to be.
Yeah, okay, right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But hopefully better, because I'm well off board
That's
Doctor
fair.
Who at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if he's like, oh my God, it's Leonardo da Vinci.
I thought you were going to say DiCaprio. I'm going to influence him so he accepts the role of whatever he played in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Hey, Leonardo DiCaprio, have you thought about dating women who are older than 25? Never! Not even the power of a god.
I won't do it! Not on this boat, not on any boat!
That's right.
He's always on a boat. Have you noticed that?
Sometimes he's on a plane.
He seems mostly on a boat or at the beach.
Yeah.
What a charmed life that man lives. Just because he slept in the woods for a week where he was attacked by a bear in that movie. He thinks he's better than
you.
You
know these aren't real, though.
What?
Those are acting roles.
He did sleep inside a carcass of something, though, didn't he?
What, as training for The Revenant?
Yeah, or while they were filming it or whatever.
Maybe.
Good on him.
Yeah, right. Anyway, Loki TV series.
Yeah.
That also sounds very expensive.
Yes.
Because if he's going throughout history, they're going to have to build... Unless it's one of those shows that's going to reuse sets from, like...
Doctor Who,
exactly.
Well, because it's Marvel, like, they put so much money into The Mandalorian.
Yeah, right.
Which is apparently finished filming. I think this is going to be the thing to get, like, one of them. They're covering all their bases. They're taking all their big properties and having big releases for it.
And I guess if you want to make a big splash, if you want to say, okay, this is our first foray into TV, like, you know, Marvel Studios TV, you don't want people going, it looked kind of cheap, didn't it?
Yeah.
You want people to be like, oh my God, it's like a movie every episode.
Oh my God, it's Loki the TV series.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be more that. Uh-huh. And also he's a very popular character and there's a lot you can do with him. So
learning, for example, learning, while having fun.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to influence the events of Pompeii? Like he's going to convince
he's
that
He's going to cut the top of the volcano off, yes. Maybe, yeah. Sure, probably.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you know there was a nearby city to Pompeii that got it worse than Pompeii, but nobody talks about it?
Really?
Because everybody was vaporized instead of...
Oh, right. So they're all, so there's not like statues of people huddling over their children.
Exactly.
They just were all obliterated immediately.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that with a grain of salt. I clicked a tweet.
Everything
and
you've
I read...
ever said, I take with a grain of salt.
Okay, we're still applying those rules. Okay, good. Just checking.
Great.
Anyway, that should be exciting.
Yeah, I think so.
Has Tom Hiddleston done TV before?
Yeah, didn't he do The Night Manager or something?
Was that a TV series?
I don't know.
All right, then. All right.
What do you want?
I don't know.
He's definitely done some high-quality TV.
He would have done some high-quality TV,
and he probably did The Bill in the early 2000s.
Oh, imagine Tom Hiddleston on The Bill.
Let me just check if Tom Hiddleston did The Bill.
I bet he was if he would have been anything, he would have been would he have been a weird emo kid?
Oh, he probably could have done that. No, but he's not he's not weird emo in real life.
No,
he auditioned for Thor. There's footage of him in a blonde wig. I mean, it's real weird, but he did it. Okay, well, I'm going back to his earlier life. I did it. First thing he did was a TV movie in 2001. He was in the TV series Armadillo.
Never heard of it.
I mean, he was in Casualty, which is like...
That's like ER.
Yeah, that's like
from the 80s or whatever.
2007.
Okay, 2007. I was off slightly.
You were way off. And then Thor was kind of like the big break. He did Wallander.
Okay. Is that like Paul Dark?
I vaguely remember Wallander. Was it Kenneth Branagh?
I don't know.
It was Kenneth Branagh.
Oh.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's done some stuff. Anyway, good on him. But no, he's
Can't wait
some...
for Wallander v. Paul Dark.
He was in Family Guy.
Huh.
For one episode. Right. Anyway, good on him. Okay, Mason, it's time to talk about the Aladdin short trailer clip that
I'm
was
ready.
Released.
Okay.
And everybody loved it. Everybody universally agreed that it
looked
didn't
great.
Look like Will Smith in a bald cap with his face stuck on somebody else's body. Nobody thought that.
No.
Yeah. What did you think, though?
Oh, I thought that.
Me too. Look, to be honest, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh.
But that's more, I thought it was going to be really bad, and it just looked somewhat bad
to
me.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But I guess what... It looks weird.
Yeah.
But...
what do you do with it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what were people expecting, really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess people were expecting it to look like the genie from the cartoon, but with Will Smith's voice, I guess.
Yeah. But I guess you got to put that Will Smith... How do you say Will Smith and personality? Will-anality.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You need to put... he would demand...
Fresh Prince-anality.
Thank you. That's way better. Because if you're hiring him, you may as well put his face on it.
That's very true, yeah.
Because Robin Williams didn't...
Does he give it a bit of a woo? You know, his tradition, the trademark Will Smith woo.
I think you imagine that.
No, but before you see him, like he comes out of the lamp.
Okay.
Like the gas comes out of the lamp. I feel confident he goes woo.
All right. You're probably right. Do you want me to check?
Yes.
All right. I'll play it over this.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's something that's initially going to seem very weird, but once we get into it, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I agree. Here we go.
It's just very...
There's a little woo.
There we go.
You're right.
That's right.
Wishes, land, none of that, ring it a bell.
It's not good. It's not. The more I look at it, the more upsetting it is.
I thought, here's the thing though, and I thought he'd be more traditionally sort of, you know, a posh seeming genie. And I don't know why I thought that, because the Aladdin genie is not that.
Absolutely not that.
And the Robin Williams genie was very Robin Williams.
It was always like, I'm Jack Nicholson now.
Exactly, that's right.
Yeah.
So
he
don't know.
He knew a lot about Jack Nicholson for some reason, that genie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He was big in the zeitgeist.
And Bob Hope.
Yes, exactly.
All those references.
Yeah.
Mm. All those references kids loved from the early 90s.
Well, that was for the folks, wasn't it?
It really was.
Do you think he's going to. Do you think he's going to.
I don't think he's going to do impressions.
No, I don't think he will do impressions, but do you think he's going to call back to maybe some stuff that, you know, parents loved? Like, do you think there's going to be Will Smith
or the
references?
Parents don't understand.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, potentially.
Uh-huh.
But do you think parents will be like, oh man, sweet.
Sweet reference to Miami.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Maybe.
Sweet reference to that movie where you pretend you're Sidney Poitier's son or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Hitch.
Sweet. I think there'll probably be nods, I'd imagine. Yeah.
So
nods, mannerisms. Or maybe he'll just say, I'm a lot like the actor Will Smith. You don't know him because he's not alive.
Alive yet. Forever. Is this the past or in a parallel universe? Who knows? I think it's the past.
Maybe he modeled himself off Will Smith, this genie, because they can be anything.
Can be anything and be anywhere.
Anyway, we're going to see this, aren't we? And we're going to love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much are you willing to bet? You wouldn't be willing to bet anything, but I'm willing to bet a very small amount of money that he suggests that Aladdin and the princess get hitched. I'm willing to bet on that, and everybody stands up and cheers.
Okay.
I'll bet you $1.
Okay. And the people stand up and cheer?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yep.
I wouldn't go against that.
Okay, right. Yeah. Just everybody at every premiere in the world immediately stands up and cheers. The earth is tilted off its axis by the number of people standing up and cheering the reference to Hitch.
Oh, man.
And somebody goes, with Kevin James in it!
Just one person.
Yeah. It's Kevin James.
Good. You want some Ben Affleck updates on where he's at with Batman?
Yes.
He's still out, just to clarify, but he's commented officially. Says, I tried.
Oh, you know what we could have had years ago?
Mm.
Oh my God, it's the Batman news.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God,
Oh my God, Affleck's out / in.
We can apply that to a different thing, maybe.
Okay, great.
Yeah. He said he tried to direct a version of it, and it worked with a really good screenwriter, but just couldn't come up with a version. I couldn't crack it, and so I thought it's time for someone else to take a shot at it. They got some really good people, so I'm excited to not have to do a crazy workout and people hassling me about being Batman.
I'm excited to not be in this anymore.
Yeah, I bet he is.
That feels like very much like, here's me checking off all the boxes so I can pass the torch.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I tried. Check.
Yep.
Like Justice League, I put my little homeless person sign out that said, I tried. Yes. Check.
I worked with some good people.
Worked good people. Check.
But the next people.
Even better. I found better people. So check.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm excited on all levels.
Yeah. Now I have to go outside and smoke by a fire exit. Check.
He's hitting all the beats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's not surprising.
No.
There's still a possibility that the new movie will be a Dick Grayson Batman, and maybe he'll pop
for
up.
Sure.
I would like that, because I don't think he's bad, and I don't think he had a really good shot at it, to be honest.
And yeah, and I don't think there's any...
Except for Justice League.
That's true.
He's very bad.
I don't think there's any particular roadblocks to saying, okay, well, this Batman's going to retire.
Yeah.
Let's bring in a new... That's a take that's been done in the comic books. This universe may or may not be around that much longer.
Yeah.
So...
there's still talk that there's back and forth about whether Superman will show up in Shazam. And there's a rumor that he's going to turn up at Billy Batson's classroom at the end.
Uh-huh.
But you don't see Henry Cavill.
Oh, it's just some guy in a muscle suit.
Yeah, uh-huh. So... who knows?
Yeah.
We don't know, do we?
No, we don't know.
Yeah, there has been those rumors about Superman movie that Henry Cavill is demanding. I think he gets script approval and director approval and a bunch of other stuff.
On Man of Steel 2, right?
Yeah, if they ever make that.
Uh-huh.
And people are like, well, that's a bit... come on. But I think that's very reasonable.
I think so, too.
Because they have put him in some shit films.
Yeah.
With some terrible CGI.
Yeah.
With that took his mustache off, which he had to wear. Like, he had to wear that on social media. He still... I'm sure he gets that 1,000 times uh-huh. a day.
And he also has to live with the intense paranoia that's one day that footage is going to... that unedited footage is going to be released. Because it's somewhere.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have deleted it.
Exactly. It's so, like a sex tape that you make that's gone missing.
Exactly.
It might show up.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it's in the bin somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where do you think your
maybe
sex
it'll
tape
appear,
is?
Maybe it'll on IMAX.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And everyone stand up and cheer.
Yeah, that's right.
Tilted the world.
Kevin James! Yeah, and that's the thing, because Superman's such an iconic character, and there's, you know, whether it's real or not, there is the Superman curse.
Yep.
You know, if you get that role, it can typecast you forever.
You have to play a shrinking man on television.
Exactly, and just to put you in that and just go, yeah, and actually we'll get a director that doesn't care, and we'll get a script writer that doesn't understand what's going on, and blah, blah, blah.
Do you want Brett Ratner or McGee? Which one do you want?
You have to pick one.
Ugh.
Oh yeah, exactly. One is behind this door and one is behind this door. One of them always tells the truth and one always lies. McGee always tells the truth, Ratner always lies.
Okay, that lines up.
Yeah.
So yeah. Also we've got news.
This is gonna suck! That's McGee. This movie's gonna suck.
He's doing the devil horns, by the way, everyone. Uh-huh. There was news this week that Margot Robbie was unlikely for the Suicide Squad and Gotham City Sirens, but then there was another bit of news that said that she was gonna do the Suicide Squad.
Oh, but not Gotham City Sirens.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
So now she is doing one or both or none of those movies. So there you go. There's an update on that thing. But apparently the Jared Leto Joker movies, all of them, are dead.
Okay.
Are you surprised and good?
No. No and agreed.
Okay. Yeah, because he's Morbius now, isn't he?
I guess.
He's harassing a different set of cast members.
Great.
Yeah, so... yeah, are you? Do you want Margot Robbie in the Suicide Squad?
I'm indifferent at this point.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd rather see. I mean, the last one was kind of the Deadshot and Harley show,
yes.
So I'd rather see it expanded out. I would rather see a rotating roster because that is essentially what the Suicide Squad is. It's people constantly having their head blown off. I don't want a couple of characters who are invincible.
Yeah.
And therefore we know they're not in any danger. There's so many characters who've been in the Suicide Squad in the comics and the cartoons. Just give us a whole bunch of new guys and we'll see who lives and dies.
Exactly.
They can't kill Harley Quinn, but they can kill
the Shark.
They can kill King Shark, exactly.
Don't kill him though. Kill the Crocodile.
Yeah, kill Slipknot again. Bring him back as a cyborg.
Yeah.
It's just his normal body, but he's got a cyborg head now.
Yeah, take that head right off.
Oh, I remember when they killed him and everybody was like, who cares? We weren't introduced to that character
properly. Also, that was... like, I figured that out before the movie came out.
Yeah, right.
Because, of course, he's the one to go. He was barely at any of the press stuff, and if he was, he wouldn't say anything.
Right.
So, you know, yeah.
Remember he could climb anything, though?
He could, couldn't he?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, that's better than Superman, isn't it? That's
yeah,
what
it sure
you
is,
need,
yeah.
A man that could climb anything.
Yeah, what if Superman's flown up to the top of a really tall building?
I reckon he can climb anything, but I reckon if I ran up the stairs, I could beat him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He needs time to find, like, an anchor point for his
grappling
hook.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd imagine, like, you can only do it in short bursts.
Yeah.
It's a gas cylinder that he has to...
It's like a soda stream. He has to pump it manually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they should have killed somebody at the start. Imagine if they brought in a character that people knew.
Yes.
Or that they at least built up and then killed that person. Imagine if they killed Deadshot in the opening.
Or they killed, like, the Penguin. Like, they brought in the Penguin or something like that. Because that's a character that doesn't need any introduction.
No.
You just bring him in and be like, he's got a deadly assortment of umbrellas and he's blah, blah, blah. And then you bring him in and then his head explodes 2 minutes into the movie. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of fun, potentially, the Batman Ninja Turtles animated movie has been announced.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so have you read any of those comics? I've read a bit.
I don't believe I read the first two. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are they good?
I remember thinking it was okay. I mean, I didn't continue it, but yeah, I remember liking it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, this is, what I have seen is the Batman Scooby-Doo team up.
And?
From the 80s or whatever it is.
Oh, wow.
Not good, but I'm sure I loved it at the time.
But Shaggy now, Mason.
Shaggy's a thing now, yeah.
It's everywhere.
Shaggy moves.
That's good.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Shaggy, the singer-songwriter's like, this is also a time, a thing I can capitalize on?
He probably saw Shaggy trending on Twitter and he was like, what?
Finally.
Oh no, my sex tape's been released. I'm wearing a bad mustache that's different to my current bad mustache.
I bet if I went to Shaggy's Twitter account, and I won't, someone posted him a meme of Shaggy from the cartoon and he replied, it wasn't me. I guarantee you.
Would you bet
$1? I absolutely would.
Wow, okay. Well, somebody, so the first person to respond on Twitter, James Wool, will send you $1.
I absolutely will. I won't, no. Breaking Bad movie news.
Okay.
It's going to be a sequel that will air on both AMC and Netflix. Apparently, it's going to focus on the Aaron Paul character.
Ooh.
And we don't have any word on whether Walter White's going to return. I'd imagine he will in some capacity.
Yep.
But I think
a zombie?
A zombie, exactly. Yeah. AMC. I think. Even if he didn't, I think Aaron
a vampire.
Paul, no, Mason.
A ghoul.
Yeah, ghoul. He could be a ghoul.
Yeah.
Aaron Paul could carry this movie by himself.
Yeah, I agree.
I think, and yeah. that character wasn't even supposed to blast the entire show. He was supposed to die or disappear in the first season.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been through some stuff.
Yeah, he certainly has.
Yeah.
So Jesse Pinkman will return. You could bring back Saul Goodman.
Yep.
Because Better Call Saul is also a sequel in parts.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Where he's running the Cinnabon.
Uh huh.
So, do you care if Walter White's there or not?
No, I don't care at all.
Do you want him
Aaron Paul's character, whose name I can't remember, Jesse Pinkman.
Yes.
He has had he had such a like wild arc in that. Like that's he's not a side character. He's the second main character. He's
probably the nicest of the main characters.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Even though he's
and he had tragedy and he had disaster and all sorts of stuff.
He was making drugs for Nazis by the end.
Yeah, so
he just wanted to make birdhouses or whatever.
Exactly, that's right.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for the end of Breaking Bad.
Gelatinous cube?
Yes.
What if Walter White came back as a gelatinous cube?
I don't want that, do I?
No.
I do. Spoiler alert.
What if he came back as
one
of the shapeshifters that looks like a treasure chest? You open the treasure chest and tentacles come out. I'm just listing monsters from Dungeons & Dragons.
Okay, great.
I ran out of traditional ones.
Do you think, would you feel cheated if they brought back Walter White and he was alive?
Because
he apparently had all his cancer returned.
Yes.
Or he said it did.
Yes.
Because he's a liar.
Right.
And then he was shot and he died on the factory floor or whatever.
Yeah.
But I still think there's a possibility he lived through that. But then I don't know how I feel if they did bring him back.
Yeah. It seems you'd have to step very tenderly. Like imagine if Pinkman goes through all the first 90 minutes of this movie and he's facing, a mysterious villain of some sort.
A box full of tentacles.
Exactly. And then he opens the box full of tentacles and it's Walter White. And he's like, I survived and now I'm an even bigger villain. That would be weird, right?
I mean, I think the people behind this, Vince Gilligan in particular, is smarter than that.
For sure.
I think if he did bring him back, it would work. That being said, apparently I say that a lot. I feel like I say that a lot.
Uh-huh.
That being said,
is it on
said,
your bingo
Mace,
card? Is it on
probably,
your
probably
weekly,
is
it on the Weekly Planet drinking game?
I am very excited for this. Almost as excited as I was for the Entourage movie. We thought Entourage was over, but there was one more adventure that they were going
to
go on.
That's right. And many more to come, I would hope.
I hope they make another Entourage
movie. Me too.
that's one of my favorite episodes.
What I would love is another Entourage movie where... Because that's the thing. Because, obviously the star is going to fade of Vinny Chase.
Yeah.
But I don't think so,
basically.
But that's the thing. But I would love another movie. Like, logically, he can't be in blockbusters forever. You fade out in whatever way.
Yeah.
This character, I feel, is destined for like a slow burnout kind of thing. But I would love a movie in like 10 years where he's still like getting chicks and he's still the most popular guy in the world. And he's an even bigger movie. He was the number one movie star in the world, but now he's the double number one movie star.
Yeah.
Like it just keeps rising even though he's...
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Or they do the Force Awakens of Entourage movies in 30 years.
Yes.
He comes back and he's still the greatest actor in the world and everyone loves him and
yeah.
no one's even come close.
He's still wearing those big cargo shorts.
Yeah. I love it. We got the return of Frozen this week with Frozen 2 trailer. Have you ever seen Frozen?
No.
I've watched a lot of Frozen lately, and I've kind of been like, oh, Tangled's better or whatever. Frozen is good. It's a good movie.
I'm told that people enjoyed it initially, then there was some sort of backlash.
Yeah.
And now people are like, no, it's still good.
It is good. It's an absolutely solid film. It's funny. It's got some good messages. Do you like ice powers?
Yeah.
Good, then you'll love it. Have you seen it?
No.
It's good. You should watch it. Okay. Like, legitimately, it's a good movie. Right.
Okay.
And I quite liked this trailer.
Does she turn anybody to ice and then punch them?
No.
Does she turn anybody to ice and then roundhouse kick them?
Yes.
Cool.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so I liked this trailer. It looks like she's trapped on some weird island or whatever.
Yeah, and she's trying to escape.
Ice powers to escape. It looks more autumny, because the last Frozen was summery and then wintery.
Oh, I see.
They're picking some
up. Are they going to some sort of new world?
Seems that way, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Mm. Where was the first Frozen set? Is it set in a real... Is it set on Earth?
No, it's a fictional kingdom.
Oh, okay, right.
It is set on Earth. It's also set in the Tangled-iverse, because you see Rapunzel from Tangled in the background of one scene.
Right.
So they're all...
Now, who are these other characters that I'm seeing in this?
I think they're mostly characters from the first movie. Because their sister... her sister's played by Kristen Bell.
Okay,
and
cool.
There's Hans, I think.
Uh-huh. And Olaf the Snowman. I know he's a guy.
And Hans played the
is guy. Is he a man or is he a snow? Is he snowman?
No, he
to
was
life?
Created by using magic.
Oh.
Yeah, she brought him to life.
Cool. Does everybody else have different powers? Or is she the only person with powers?
She seems to be the only one with powers. Oh. But there's also like trolls. Like only person with powers. But there's like trolls and shit.
Did she fall into a vat of ice?
Never. And even if she did, it wouldn't matter.
No, but I mean pride.
She was born with it.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll be a blade frosty delivery, am I right?
It's good, Mason, but it didn't happen like that.
Oh
no, it did. That's what I thought you meant, into the vat of ice.
No.
That's how Obelix got his powers in.
Fell into a vat of magic.
Why didn't they do that to every kid in that village?
Exactly. Maybe they tried. Maybe there's a duck.
Oh, they drowned a bunch of them.
Well, not even they just burst. they attempted. They're like, well, if we could be the most powerful tribe in the world, we could defeat these Romans. And they just dunked these newborn babies into the thing, and they just popped. They just got Obelix size, and then they burst. Obelix is the only baby with the density to survive that.
It's the density of a dying star.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Frozen 2, you're going to see it for this show?
Yeah, I guess so.
Cool. You should watch the first one first.
Okay, then.
And then Tangled, because it's set in the same universe.
Okay, all right.
And there's also a theory that the parents of the people in Frozen are the parents of Tarzan or related, but that doesn't line up at all.
Wait, so that means that Tarzan and Frozen Lady are brother and sister?
Yes.
Huh.
But they're not. They can't be, because also he's English. Doesn't matter, mate.
Okay, right.
What does matter, though, is Jason Momoa is playing Duncan Idaho in Dune, the reboot, which is going to be, I think, like October or November of next year. It's got a release date. Is it Dune or June?
Oh, we're in our famous segment. Is it Dune or June?
What do you think it is?
If I were to not think about it, but I can't, because I'm thinking about it. Hey, let's get in my Dune buggy.
Yeah, Dune buggy.
It's one of those words that I never say in real life.
Mm.
I guess if we lived near some sand dunes, I'd have to think about it.
What
I would do is I would go to the locals and I would say, hey, surfer guy, is it Dune or... You live here. Is it Dune or June? And then they'd beat me up.
Yes.
Because I'm not a local. You know?
Yeah, okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the character of Duncan Idaho?
No.
He is apparently a swordsman and protector of the main family.
If he wasn't in Dune 2, The Making of a Dynasty, real-time strategy game, I don't know him.
So Dune 2, we talk about this every time it comes up. Is it Dune or June? But is that game a sequel to the movie?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Anyway, we should watch the original Dune or June. Uh-huh. Before this one, because I've never seen it.
Okay.
And I want to see Sting and his little jocks.
Okay. I've seen assorted clips and some of the special effects look good.
Yeah.
There's a sort of a hand-to-hand combat scene where everybody's got like weird personal force field devices, and that looks cool.
Cool.
But I feel like we're going to have to slog through a lot of dialogue before we get to the force field fight.
It was also, wasn't there... We've talked about this, but when they released it in cinemas, there was like a booklet that you would read beforehand that would explain the different tribes and the map of the universe. And like, that's what you want going into a movie.
Excellent homework.
Though I think I would prefer that to when movies open and like, it's the year 5054. There was a big explosion and now it's called the aftertime, and the ravagers and the scavengers, they've different tribes. And one of them, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Oh, if somebody could put that into some dramatic music. Oh, now I want to see. Now we should. We gotta. Let's pause this, and we're gonna map out what the ravages and the scavengers are all about. The different tribes, and what are they gonna do? Are they gonna fight?
They need to be united. They said they'd be united by the chosen one, the merging of two worlds. Everyone's got a hologram ship as well, or something.
Now they've got to collect the mystical orb. And well, you're not the touch. Everybody got to touch the orb, but it's a metaphor for love, I think. You know,
I'm sick of it. Is what I'm saying. I when a movie opens like that, it's immediately it's like boo, boo.
Mm.
Okay,
we would pause to do this, but you don't have a lot of time. You have to go to dance class.
I'm doing some dancing. I've got to do some dancing in an upcoming wedding.
I think you're going to say an upcoming video.
Yeah.
Look, I have to do this for myself.
It's for J-Lo. I have to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, because I got a wedding coming up and I'm in the bridal party and I've got to do a dance coming in. Apparently this is a secret, but nobody I know listens to this podcast, it's fine. And then I think because there's one too many bridesmaids or whatever, and because I'm the best man, I have to circle back and enter again with a different person.
And push her off a cliff.
And push her off a cliff, yeah.
Are you learning the Lambada? The forbidden dance?
I hope I am, yeah. Wow. Also, I'm a terrible dancer. So
well, that's what dance lessons are for, am I right?
Yeah, I know, but I've had dance. Like, we did dance for my wedding and whatever, and it came out fine.
Yeah,
because I had a good dance teacher.
A while back, a friend of mine was saying, like, oh, I think she went on a date to, like salsa dancing or something like that. And she's like, oh my God, and the guy couldn't even do this, where you put your arm up and you twirl or whatever. And I'm like, you know that. And I'm like, oh, and she's like, look, I'll show you. She couldn't even do it. And she took my hand and she's like, she couldn't even do it. And I couldn't do it. And I'm like, well, this is embarrassing for both of us, isn't it?
I hate dancing.
Yeah.
I hate it because I'm bad at it and it embarrasses me and I'm ashamed of who I am.
Well, that's what the lessons are for, you know?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Because you were there at my wedding, my only thought was, because there's a lift in it where I had to lift Claire.
Yeah,
and I'm
just
like, don't end up on one of those compilation videos where you drop your bride on their face.
Yes, exactly.
And I did it.
You did it. That's true.
That's all I wanted.
The lift is unnecessary.
I thought so.
Yeah.
But people, they love the lift.
Yeah,
they woo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People around the world stood up and they...
That's true.
They loved it.
Forbidden dance!
Trailer for Yesterday. A lot of people wanted us to talk about this because our favourite movie, Sunshine, it's from the director, Danny Boyle.
It's not my favourite movie.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. It is. Both of us. But it's a trailer that shows... Oh, it's also written by Richard Curtis, who wrote Four Weddings and Funeral and Love, actually. And that one, Notting Hill.
Uh-huh.
And he's directed some of those.
Yeah, right.
It's a world where the power goes out... Mason's just doing some adjustments.
There we go.
To his balls.
Thank you.
Where the power goes out, and when the guy wakes up after an accident, he's the only one who remembers the Beatles. Music,
yes.
And he's in a conundrum.
Have we had the conversation where if I went back in time, I wouldn't have stopped Hitler or anything like that, or raised baby Hitler as my own or anything? Mm. What I would have done is released all the great music like a month before all the actual artists did. Like, so I'd start at the birth of rock and roll and I would just
do it all.
I'd just do it all. People would be like, who's this guy? This guy's amazing.
So would you re-record it or would you just release it as
is? Oh, no, I'd re-record it. So it wouldn't be as good. The only problem is that I don't have any musical skills.
Yeah, right.
And it would be very difficult for me
you
to
get
recreate.
Enough people behind you and be like, oh, it's like this.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Would you do movie themes as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
just do all music.
Yes.
Do rap. Do everything.
Uh-huh.
I love it. Okay, ask Claire this, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're in a universe where it's the modern day and the Beatles don't exist, right?
Uh-huh.
The music was never released. What would you do? Would you release it? And she said she would because then if you didn't, it'd be selfish to be the only one to have that music.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
But then, like, do you profit off it? And you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I'd also be
you're providing an essential service.
But I'd also be like, this is going to turn. Like, I'm going to get hit by lightning and everyone's going to remember and then I'm going to get mob beaten to death.
But then you just explain. I guess Beatles fans would beat you to death.
Mm.
But I guess, you know, you'd be like, listen... I thought all the Beatles music was gone, so I thought I'd reintroduce it.
And profit.
And if I said, well, actually, I'm from a universe in which there was a band called the Beatles and they released all this music and I'm just copying that.
Yeah.
But you've all forgotten that the Beatles exist. They'd throw you in a mental asylum.
Yes.
So.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I would just say, I just play dumb. I'd be like, I don't know. And then when the Beatles returned, I'd be like, oh yeah.
I did steal. I stole it all.
Oh, yeah. I now remember. I remember the Beatles, the most famous band.
Now, these...
Do you think Paul McCartney's going to show up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Almost. There's a trailer where you see two sets of feet, and they're like, these people claim that you've stolen their music. So I think maybe they're a band
George
that
and
never made it.
Yeah, it's not George and Ringo. It's Paul and Ringo.
Paul and Ringo. Yeah, George is dead. He died of having too much success, I think.
I think that
and
was
cancer,
it.
I believe.
Yeah, probably.
Two things.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was good, man.
I know.
Like,
he was
people
the
forget,
one.
But he was really good.
No one's forgotten that George Harrison
people
was good.
People don't talk about him, I mean. I mean, Ringo's fine. everybody agrees on that.
Look, Ringo's also the one who's most likely to be listening to this podcast, I feel. Ringo's great.
That's true. And he also drummed on the song The United States of Whatever.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Wow. Liam Lynch.
The big song.
That takes me back.
Yeah.
And he operated the puppet.
He must have, yeah.
In the video clip.
I'm going to double check that.
Okay. I feel that's an urban myth.
No, I believe it is. There was that quote, I've probably talked about it here, that Paul McCartney was asked, is Ringo the best drummer in the world? And he said, Ringo's not the best drummer in the Beatles.
Correct, yes.
Which is probably true. What was his Ringo?
Ringo. The fact that you couldn't remember his name is a bad sign.
I remember him from The Simpsons, mostly.
Yeah. I remember him mostly for occasionally he has a sort of a public meltdown of sorts.
Yeah.
Like he'd be like, okay, hey guys, peace. Just letting you know that I can't respond to any of your fan emails anymore. Just peace anyway. Just letting you know that I'm not going to talk to you in public anymore. If you see me in public, please don't talk to me. Peace. Anyway, I just want to say, I respect you all and I love, thanks everybody for the well wishes. Peace. Don't talk to me. Peace. there's one of those every once in a while.
Yeah, right. Okay, here we go. The tracks Try Me and Cause You Do, this is from the album, were re-recorded featuring Ringo Starr.
Huh.
So perhaps he didn't...
Perhaps he didn't.
He was on the album, but he didn't.
Okay, well, he's definitely... Yeah, all right.
It's called Fake Songs, the album.
I remember that album.
I haven't heard any of it other than that one song.
Uh-huh. But what a song.
What a song.
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday, I'm going to say it because I love Richard Curtis, and even though people are like, it's saccharine or whatever, and the laws of the universe don't make sense, all of those things are true. Uh-huh. But I love Richard Curtis, and I will stab anybody who disagrees with me, including Richard Curtis.
Wow.
Yeah. If he ever says a bad word about his
himself.
Own work,
yeah, wow.
Coming after him.
You know what? I love Notting Hill. Stab. Stab.
I don't like Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How do you feel about Love, Actually?
I like it a lot, but I hate everything. And again, I know what it is.
Yes.
I'm well aware of what it is.
Because I only saw it recently.
Yeah.
So I didn't see it in the era where you just saw...
Before Liam Neeson said terrible things.
Yeah, I didn't see it in an era before... You just took a romantic comedy at face value and went, oh, isn't it fun that you know, that person just is in love with that person and just forces that on them or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I've saw it in an era where you're like, where every scene I'm like, oh, shouldn't do that.
Leave her alone.
Shouldn't do it. Just let it go, mate. Don't do that. Yeah. Ooh, why? There wouldn't be a stand-ins for a porno. What's going on? That's all. This is very weird.
Those are all true things. Yeah. There's also a sequel. He made it for Live Aid.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, you want some...
She's a bit young, isn't she? What's her face?
Which one?
The one who isn't Natalie Portman. What's her name? Keira Knightley. She was very young.
To be marrying Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Yeah.
She would have been like 19, 20.
I think she was young. Yeah. I think she was 17 or something.
Get the fuck out of here, really.
I don't know.
That is too young to get married.
Though
apparently, if you go to the courts, they can change that.
Oh.
Yeah, if you have special circumstances.
Like she's Keira Knightley.
Yeah, like you want to throw your life away. Okay, next up... No, lovers, you should get married at 17. No, you should. What am I saying? Don't do that. Have a series of relationships and then settle. That's what everybody does, all right?
That's the spirit.
Hulu animated Marvel series. There's four in the works. One is MODOK. Patton Oswalt's involved.
There you go.
One is
the voice of... He would do a good voice of MODOK.
One is Hitmonkey.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. One is Tigra.
He's a hitman, but he's a monkey.
Okay.
Matt Stewart did an episode on him for his podcast, Prime and Mates.
I've not heard that one. Were you on that one?
No.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Next we've got Tigra and Dazzler in the Dazzler show. Chelsea Handler's involved in that.
Okay.
Howard the Duck with Kevin Smith.
That's cool.
I don't know if... I think he's writing it. I don't know whether he's voicing it.
I wonder if these are set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well...
Because we do have a Howard the Duck in there.
That's a good point. And also apparently these are going to combine in The Offenders special.
That's funny. I like it.
They could set him in the
main
universe, yeah. Because we're never probably getting a Howard the Duck movie, paint, maybe. Unless this does well, and then we will.
Then maybe we will, yeah.
Take another run at it. I feel like they won't, though, because the James Gunn thing and that. I feel like if he was still at Marvel, there was a that's more likely that he would push for it.
And develop it.
But now I don't know so much. Mm. Yeah.
But that is, like, in terms of just comic book work, Howard the Duck's always been such, like, he's a great character.
I agree.
With and a lot duck. Of, and a duck, exactly. Yeah. He can be two things.
I agree.
But the fact that he got turned into this weird, rubbery, glossy-eyed do-gooder in that movie back in the day.
Yeah.
Bad times.
That's Lucasfilm's fault, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree.
And yours. Indirectly. I won't get into it.
Look, I'll cop it.
And I think that's all the news.
Ooh.
Except for a lot of Star Wars news I'm going to talk about just now.
Oh my god, there's Star Wars news!
Here we go. You tricked me! I did.
But it's perfect to segue into that segment.
Absolutely it is. I'm glad this worked out this way. Star Wars has announced, Jason Star Wars, the head of Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
He said the Triple Force...
It's Polish, it's pronounced Starfavars.
Okay, the Starfavars Triple Force Friday, which will be on October 4th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with Force Friday? They release all the toys around the world at the same time.
Is that every week or is that just occasionally?
Every week?
Yes.
It's definitely not every week.
Okay, well, it's Force Friday. I just thought maybe. And every week, most weeks, they're just like, nothing this week.
But next week, also nothing. Yeah, they do this before the release of every major movie. Maybe they did it for Solo or maybe they didn't. I can't remember.
Nice.
So what they're going to release is three main things. One, the merch for Star Wars Episode 9.
Okay.
And then The Mandalorian, that's the second thing.
Okay.
And the other thing is the release of Respawn's Jedi Fallen Order video game.
Oh.
Star Force, Jedi Fallen Order. So...
No, just the guy's name is Star Force.
No, it's all that now.
All right. Okay.
So is it a coincidence that he runs Star Wars?
Yes.
And that his name's...
Yes.
Star Force?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that's good. Out of all those things, I will get the game and nothing else.
Okay.
What will you
now
get?
Now, what's Fallen Order about?
It's after...
I'll just buy all the merch.
Yes.
It's after... One of everything, please.
Please.
Wait, no, two of everything. One to keep one to play with.
Exactly. It's set after the Jedi Purge, like 5 years after.
Yeah, okay, right.
You're a Jedi apprentice who's...
So this is pre-episode 4. This is between 3 and 4.
Yes. So okay, it's like cool. 5 years after.
Nice.
There's a bunch of... And there's like Inquisitors, like Darth Vader's team that... Kill Jedi, yeah. I think it's going to be great. Also, it's Respawn who made Titanfall 2, and they recently released Apex Legends, which saved EA. So
you're a Jedi apprentice.
Yep.
Who has to survive this purge.
Yes.
Even though you have
survived it, and it's 5 years on.
Okay, right.
I'd imagine you're going to Kyle Katana, where you're like, I'm running this ship, I'm running a smuggling ring, but I've also got a secret.
It's a lightsaber. That's the secret.
Everybody, duck!
I'm going to throw it.
Do you think
I'm going to throw it like nobody in a movie's ever thrown it, but everybody in the video games throws it for some reason. Woop, 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 woop. And then it comes back to
it
him.
Comes back.
Nobody's ever done that in the movies.
That's true. Do you think they will? Because normally when you get them knocked out of your hands, they go off.
Yeah.
No, Darth Vader threw one at Luke in Return of the Jedi.
Did he?
He was on the platform.
Did it go woop, 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 woop?
I don't think it went many whoops. I think it just hit the thing and then sparks.
Did it just throw like somebody throwing a fluorescent light bulb across the room?
Yeah, exactly like that. Remember it cut the bridge and then Luke tumbled down?
Oh, yeah, and then
he was hiding and Darth Vader's like, where are you? I'm going to get you. I never understood that bit because you could clearly see where everybody was.
Right.
Like he's just under the stairs.
In the room you're in,
there's only a set of stairs.
It's just a father-son bit of fun game. You wouldn't get it.
You're probably right.
You should have any fun with your kid.
And I never will.
Mm. You're more of an Umbrella Academy family.
Did you watch any of that?
I watched about 3 episodes.
We'll talk about it later, but I really like it.
Me too.
Okay. Also, in more Star Wars news, Star Wars Episode 9 has wrapped. Did you see the photo that was online?
Yes.
Of the three leads hugging in the desert or something?
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah. It's a very emotional... It's an emotional day.
Uh-huh.
I think... I mean, because this is... People shit on these new movies. I quite like them.
I also like them.
But it's been a bloody wild ride, mate.
Yeah.
You know, this new trilogy and new set of films and, you know, for a new generation or even people who already exist, you know, you say goodbye to
people who already exist.
People already alive.
Pre-existing people.
Pre-existing people.
Wow. Not the unborn.
No, not them.
Wow.
You know, this is their era of Star Wars, you know, for a lot of people.
Right? Sure.
And so it's kind of like seeing off, you know, the original main three.
Yeah, right.
From, you know, the first films.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it kind of got me, as someone who wasn't really super interested in Episode 9, it kind of got me going, okay,
let's
So it's from here on out, it's Star Wars news every week to the end of the year.
Hooray!
Hooray! I love your enthusiasm. I think you're doing it to stop crippling depression. I think you're trying to fake it.
Whatever works, man.
Yeah. So that's actually all the Star Wars news. But did you saw that photo, I assume?
Yes, I did.
And were you moved?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you physically moved?
I physically moved.
To a different room?
No, same room. But I physically moved to...
A different post.
Different post, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nix, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. Mason, there's a plan going ahead, but that won't stop this ad. For Casper mattresses.
Are you sure? You know what the goal of that plane is? Is to crash into this podcast studio.
It's a good point, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get through this ad as quickly as we can.
Or heckle us.
Or heckle us.
Nice ad, idiots. Boom. Did you get it at the ad store?
No.
Did you get a discount because you're employee of the month?
No.
Are you the manager there?
No, we're not. We're
okay, carry on. Just off to heckle some more podcasts. Off to heckle Tofop. See you later.
Casper products, Mason, they're cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. Because we're talking mattresses, aren't we?
We are talking mattresses.
That's what we're talking about.
Why hasn't a mattress company done this earlier?
Good question.
Why have we been on these bloody mattresses made of bloody rock? Just these Just these bloody stiff as a board
this
mattresses.
Flintstone style rock yes. mattresses. You spend one third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable, though.
You're bloody lucky.
Yeah, all right. The experts at Casper work tirelessly to make quality sleep surfaces that cradle your natural geometry in all the right places. They've got over 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google. It's fast becoming the internet's favorite mattress.
Luckily, all the Casper employees who work tirelessly have Casper mattresses to collapse onto, am I right?
No doubt.
Yes.
When you collapse at night, Mason, do you collapse on a Casper mattress
or down
some stairs?
Well, I mean, down some stairs initially, because yes. I just want to get one last thrill before bed. Right. I'm like, oh, what's going to happen now? But then I land on the mattress and I'm like, ooh.
Do you ever do that thing when you're a kid where you'd get like a tiny kid's mattress and like go slide down the stairs?
No.
You're an idiot.
What? Yeah, that's why am I an idiot? Did you do that?
What did
you have?
I did.
Why did you have a tiny kid's mattress?
I know. You know when you go to somebody's house and they got like a tiny mattress or whatever for sleeping over?
No.
You've never ridden anything down some stairs?
I mean,
like a bike or yeah. a pogo stick?
Look, I've
or a rock, a rolling rock?
Look, what I have done is I've balanced Jack Sparrow style on a big rolling stone wheel down a set of stairs. Will that make you happy?
That makes sense.
Okay, good.
Yeah, anyway, it's a great mattress, and it's good unboxing as well, isn't it?
Super
comes
fun.
To your house, bloody, it just pops out of there
you
like a magic.
You wouldn't believe it till you see
you
it.
You wouldn't, absolutely wouldn't. You can actually be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on a trial. That's crazy. 100 nights to try out a mattress? That's more than enough.
That's more than enough.
Yeah. And you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and using The Weekly Planet, all one word, at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/theweeklyplanet and using The Weekly Planet, one word, at checkout. Terms and conditions
apply?
They do. On with the show.
Casper mattresses. We wouldn't recommend you sit on one and then slide down a long flight of stairs.
That's not what I'm saying.
But we can't stop you. It's not their real slogan.
No. Yet. Oh my God, Mason.
Yes.
It's finally here.
What is it?
James Cameron's Robert Rodriguez's Alita Battle Angel.
It's here. Based on the manga and the anime.
Yeah, so
did you know the manga's just called, it's called like Gallum?
Gallum.
It's not called Battle Angel Alita. It's called like...
Like a gallum of milk?
Yeah, like a gallum of milk. Okay. It's Gallum, brackets of milk.
So,
which in Japan they call miraku.
Is that true?
Yeah.
The budget is $200 million.
Uh-huh.
They certainly looks like that.
Yep.
But the weekend in the US is a $29.1 million opening, which you told me before we started was better than
they expected.
But still not very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, on the Wikipedia it said opening date made $4.5 million, so they upgraded their estimate of what it was going to make. So they thought it was going to make less than,
wow.
than what it, yeah.
Is this going to make its money back?
No.
Maybe in China or whatever.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't even say, like, apparently it did well in Malaysia.
Cool, okay.
Yeah.
What's the population of Malaysia? It's pretty big.
Mm.
But what's the movie-going population?
Quite small.
Mm, they might like a different thing.
Yes.
Anyway, what do you think the story was?
Oh, no! Okay, so it's the future.
Is it?
Yep. It's hundreds of years in the future.
20, 50, 96 or something?
Yeah, it's 20, 50, 96. It's a long way in the future. Anyway, in humanity, there's a big war.
Was there?
Yep. What are you doing?
What
is this trick you're doing now?
It's not a trick.
Yeah, all right.
Yes anding.
Oh, no, you know, that's not how that works.
Okay, sorry. Keep going.
So,
yes and, Mason.
Oh, very much better. The bloody humanity's been divided into two camps. Floating space city.
Just one.
Yep. And scumbag city on the ground.
Is that all the cities?
Because
they said all the other cities fell out of the sky.
Yeah.
But like, are there other scumbag cities?
We don't know.
Mm.
We
also it seems way better out of the city.
It really
what
does.
Does everyone live in the city?
No...
I didn't know there were trees and shit. And they went out and I'm like, why are you with the
there's
trees
no,
all the
there's
time?
No, at no point do they go, well, you can't go any further out of the city because there's radiation or whatever.
The
it's
monsters.
Just like, you can't go any further out of the city because there's rocks and trees and grass and it's nice and I don't know why we don't live out here. I guess we'd have to commute to work.
Yeah, that's no good, is it?
We'd just grow some food and stuff.
Yes.
Mm.
So anyway, the world is divided.
Wait. Battle Angel Elite is based on Yukito Kushiro's manga series Gundam. It's called Gundam.
Gundam style.
Yeah, Gundam style.
Like a Gundam of milk.
Like a Gundam of milk, exactly. I knew I was correct.
Please go on.
Anyway, Christoph Waltz is a robot professor man.
Yes.
He fixes people. Everybody's a cyborg in this universe, or most people.
And a lot of people are losing limbs, it appears, in this universe.
Yeah, right?
Just left and right.
Again, I would leave the city, because it seems OH&S laws are very lax in this city.
I agree.
You're just losing limbs left and right, but you bloody... Anyway, he's a cyber doctor, and he goes to a bloody... And this magical space city in the sky dumps all its garbage in a big pit. And so he trawls through the pit to find good stuff.
I guess they built the city around the pit.
Yeah, I think so.
The people in the cyber city, where do they get their junk from? Are they collecting it? Like, are they mining?
Who?
You're in a floating city.
Oh, the floating city.
Yeah, like, because you don't have infinite resources, presumably. But you have to go get stuff.
I think they sent it up the pipes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They did explain that.
They did.
In this movie I saw.
Yes, you did. Yes, they did. Anyway, he finds the head of a... He finds a cyborg... partial cyborg body and a human brain.
Yep.
In the bloody pit of despair.
And he kisses it.
No, he doesn't. That's not true at all. Anyway, he brings it back to his workshop and he puts it back together and she has no memory and he's like, who are you? It's Battle Angel Alita.
I'll give you the name of my daughter.
Yep.
It's not weird.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and he kisses it.
He doesn't. At no point does that happen.
What did you think?
I quite liked it.
I liked it more than I thought I would.
Me too. Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought that you ease into the fact, like before this movie came out, the biggest issue I think was the fact that Alita, anime style, has enormous eyes. Mm. Like she's been CGI'd with enormous eyes. She's got a completely CGI face.
Well, because the whole thing is redone. Yeah. Like they mo-capped it on set and they redid it.
And it looked a little bit jarring.
Yes.
By that I mean very jarring.
Mm.
And I thought that was going to be that the whole way. You settle into it for the most part. I thought the character was quite endearing.
Well, that's what I think a big part of it was.
Yeah.
Because they mo-capped it all and she's quite good. I can't remember her name. you kind of, I don't know whether you forgive it or you just kind of, you kind of lean into it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think she fits into the, like she gels with the regular humans in the world quite well. There's a couple of shots that look a bit like CGI cutscenes, or they look like shot from an anime.
Yes,
but there's actually at the same time there's a few establishing shots where they go, okay, she's walking towards the camera. We've got to make this look good, and it looks they've done a really good job on it.
Yeah, well, $200 million dollars of
$200 million. Will they get it back? Almost certainly not.
Almost certainly not.
I think they were banking heavily on maybe China.
Yeah,
really coming out for this.
We'll
I don't
find
know
out. When we
but
there.
Look, I thought it was pretty solid. I mean, it sort of diverts into young adult novel territory towards the end. There's a couple of plot holes that are big enough to play a game of Motorball through.
I heard there was a lot of Motorball and it distracts from the film, but there's not as much as I thought there would be.
There's more than I remember being from the original anime.
Sure.
Which I believe there was none, but I don't remember that. That came in at like 93 or something, so I don't really recall it at all.
Yes.
But look, I thought... For the most part,
probably the best live-action anime adaptation.
We talked about them last
week.
Yeah, I mean, it does. You were saying it does look like $200 million worth of movies.
Yeah.
What I do like
the
about
the city feels real. I think
the
that's
city
a
feels
big
real.
Part of it. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like green screen, and the various cyborgs we get, this movie is there's a lot of cyborgs fighting other cyborgs, and for me, for the most part, it doesn't feel like a Transformers movie where it's just metal parts and debris and like twirling gray things flinging at each other.
Yeah.
All the characters have a very distinct look. They all have a distinct fighting style and they all have different, you know, cyborg forms or whatever. And you can sort of easily tell them apart in a battle. Even there's a sort of a cyborg bar fight at one point and it's not confusing, which I appreciate.
And robot dogs.
Robot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found, I agree. I think some of the designs, like you look at the back of the Ed Skruden character.
Yeah.
And the design of that.
It's this sort of super elaborate Asian influenced kind of. It's almost like a temple design on the back of his body. Yeah.
Something you would find in Uncharted and destroy.
Yes, exactly. It looks like, I think they must have gotten like, you know, some sort of, like it looks like kind of like a Yakuza back tattoo, but they've made it like textured moving parts.
Yes.
Looks great.
Though there were times with the CGI where it just looked like they'd stuck a face on a pretty shitty CGI body.
Yeah, right.
Like some of the lesser characters and even some of the major characters, because a lot of the robots are just a face on a metal plate.
Yes.
On a thing with giant arms and wheels.
But again, Ed Skrein's character.
Ed Skrein's.
He's like, he's entirely a cyborg except for, I guess, his brain and his, like the front of his face and his ears.
Yeah.
And so he looks kind of RoboCop style in the fact that the back of his, like it's a face that has been surgically
yeah,
added to a metal skull, and that looks incredible. I thought, like, I that agree. Looks amazing.
Mm. Mm. And he had a sword too.
He did have a sword.
That's what I remember from this movie.
Yes.
Christoph Waltz, where's he been? What's he doing?
What do you mean?
I feel like I haven't seen him in much lately.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he
he's just living large off his Green Hornet money.
He must be. Mm. So he's at night, he's going out and doing some crime fighting of sorts.
Yes.
And he has this big spiky axe
thing. Rocket powered hammer thing, yeah.
Not for a second did I think he looked convincing holding that
no,
weapon.
No, absolutely not.
He
no.
looked like he was struggling under the weight of it.
Yeah, right.
And or
which is weird because it's styrofoam.
Yeah, and he didn't know how to kind of hold it properly. Uh-huh. And you never really see him use it properly.
No.
But I found that very unconvincing.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That this guy...
But I guess that's a holdover from the anime. It's very much an anime-style weapon. It's a way too big hammer.
With a jet on it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, and again, I don't think Christoph Waltz is the kind of actor that's had to use a lot of big styrofoam props to act in a CGI world.
Yeah.
So I get that.
You get it, yeah. Uh-huh. So there was a guy who looked like one of the Jonas Brothers, the love interest.
Sure, Hugo.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What did you think of that particular character and that aspect of the love story aspect?
Well, again, it is a bit weird if you fall in love with a woman who's existed for a day.
Yeah, but that is true. Uh-huh. I know, technically she hasn't, but...
Yeah, I know.
To her, you're right.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
So that's a little bit weird. I don't know. Like, I think this is where it sort of diverts into the young adult novel territory kind of thing.
Mm.
And
everybody's making a sacrifice, but they've got a secret. And
yeah, exactly. I think maybe some of that was mishandled. I think there's some... I think Hugo's character, like, he has a start point and an end point, and I think they started at the end point, and they went, how do we get him to here? And it felt a bit contrived, like his arc.
Towards the end, especially.
Yeah, especially, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more in spoilers, but no, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Though, getting back to the city, it felt really breathable.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense? Like, it felt alive, I should say.
Uh-huh.
Breathable.
Like a nice linen.
But I caught myself watching in the background for characters who would just walk past and they've just got a robot arm.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like a minor thing, but it adds to the world,
uh-huh.
you know, where it's not just all the characters that walk past the screen up front have robot parts. And then you look in the background, like they've taken the time to kind of to flesh it out like that. Again, I don't know why everybody's losing arms in this universe.
It's
I don't
weird,
know what's
isn't
going
it? Yeah.
on.
Gangrene?
I guess.
Yeah, leprosy.
Leprosy and
leprosy
gangrene.
Came back in a big way.
Ah, good. Good, about time, I say.
Wow.
Yeah, but so I felt it seemed for the most part like real sets and they kind of managed to blur the line in the same way that like the Neil Blomkamp, like Chappie and District 9 kind of mm-hmm. implement real
or
sets.
Or Elysium.
Which... Yeah, Elysium is actually probably the best example of robot limbs and technology with real people.
And a city in the sky, which has all the best people in it, and then a scumbag city down the bottom.
I don't get why everybody wants to go to the city in the sky, because nobody's been there. They're like, no one's ever been up there, uh-huh. and nobody ever gets there, but I'm going to get there.
It's a metaphor. You don't know anyone up there.
It's a
metaphor.
You got any mates up there? Probably not.
Doubtful.
And even somebody says at one point, it's like, you go up there, like, you're not anything. Like, people are going to make fun of you because you suck.
Yeah.
Also, wouldn't they just catch you and throw you back down?
Probably.
Like, you can't be coming up here.
That's right. Put you in one of those pipes.
Yeah, put you in one of those bloody pipes, mate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just thought that was... Yeah, sure. It was a metaphor, but I just thought it was a strange goal. Like, because the city down on the Earth,
yes,
it's not terrible. It's not the RoboCop future. I mean,
no,
people
that's true.
Get murdered and stuff, and happen.
Yeah, sure.
But there's trees and shit, and you can go out. You can get a cool motorbike that's got one wheel.
You
can play a dumb rollerblade sport.
Yeah, you can.
Who cares about that sport though? That's not an interesting sport at all to me.
No.
And I felt there's a couple of sequences where Alita joins the league and uh-huh. she's bloody out there. She's zipping about, but it's kind of like, I don't care about if you win the rollerball tournament, you get the whatever.
Uh-huh.
Who cares?
Well, I think that...
Just get a plane and fly up there. Because if you win the rollerball tournament, you get to go to the fun city of fun.
Can we talk about that?
Maybe it's a bouncy castle. Maybe that's what's up there.
But In this movie, the main sport that people enjoy is motorball, which is sort of this extreme, super violent mashup of roller derby and basketball, right? You skate around this track and you grab a ball and you put it in the goal, but in along the way you can just smash up all your opponents. So all the main people like all the best players are like these total conversion cyborgs. They're just like a head
yeah.
on like a gigantic body that's got like blades and saws and like metal whips.
A General Grievous wheel.
General Grievous wheels or whatever, right? And so if you win the tournament enough times, you get your prizes, you get to go up to the city.
Yeah.
Which I get because it's a sort of young adult novel style. It's a goal. Like it's, you know, the city's heaven or whatever. It's you know, it's your ultimate reward.
It's probably hologram.
And then that gives a character, then that gives various characters the this goal that they have. I want to leave, I want to come out and rise out of the scumbag city and I want to go up to this city. But like in the context of the universe, it doesn't make sense why the people up there would let this happen.
Exactly.
It'd be like, hey, we got enough resources up here to add some more people. Should we add a scientist or an artist or a philosopher? Okay, those are good ideas, but alternate theory, we could bring up the most violent cyborg in the world. You know, one that's just smashed heaps of people.
Yeah, bring him up.
Prone to rage and just lashing out. Just bring them up.
Also, I guess they take away your body when you go up there.
Yeah, they probably give you like
a regular human body. Or whatever. Yeah.
But you're still probably crazy.
You're still probably crazy.
Yeah.
You're all crazy. A bunch of people, yeah. Also, people wouldn't like you.
No.
I don't think people would like you very much. Yeah. I know. I thought that was a bit strange.
Maybe there's a explanation in future issues.
Future movies they
Maybe they just take your brain out and make you podcast up there or something, you know?
Oh, God.
You're just a brain doing a podcast.
Fate worse than death.
I know, right?
Yeah. Man, oh, what do you think of the villains?
Good question. Should we save that for spoilers? I guess we can talk
about
it. I mean,
there's some robot villains. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm big and I'm smashing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got some big henchmen.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the fact that Alita was in a lot of cases kind of outmatched by those characters for the most part, which I think is good because often, you know, in a lot of these anime to live action conversions, the main character is the most powerful character in the universe.
Yeah.
So.
And she gets an upgrade, but she never, there's still the sense that she could get injured.
Yes.
And does get injured. Mm-hmm. I really loved the design of her original body.
Yeah.
That kind of crystalline, almost like ivory.
Yeah,
The way the fingers moved.
Did
and
you
the,
like
and
it? Because potentially Christoph Waltz's character had to kill a lot of elephants.
That's why I like
to
it.
To build it.
Yeah, he would have just gone into the forest next to the city and killed some elephants. But no, I didn't so much like the second suit. It was a bit kind of more.
It was a bit too modern. It was
modern,
a generic-y and modern.
And kind of glass and whatever.
Yeah, it's nanotechnology.
Yeah, but I really like that design.
Same.
of the original.
Well, it's
gone. I thought it was genuinely like a beautiful design.
I agree. Yeah.
And that's why I give this movie. It was fine.
Nice. Great. Incredible.
Anything else? Or do you want to get the spoilers?
Villains.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I. There is a overall big bad, and there's a reveal of that who that is at the end.
Yes.
Which is interesting. But I didn't really. What's he want?
It's Marshali Ali. Is that the?
How
do you pronounce his name?
I don't know.
I was going to look it up earlier.
That's
and I
exactly
forgot.
How you pronounce it.
Well, it's Marshali. I'm going to say it's Marshali Ali. Okay, anyway, I enjoy his work. He's in everything.
Yeah,
lately.
But I didn't think he was particularly interesting in this.
No.
Yeah.
Because he's just.
I didn't find any of the villains. Like whatever.
Yeah, you need a more compelling villain.
Yeah.
I think they were riding on the mysterious villain is gonna
get ready for this and.
Yeah, and I think the mysterious villain is gonna pique our interest enough that we
just
gotta
looks
get
like Professor Farnsworth, the mysterious villain,
or Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah, exactly.
his name's Nova.
Yeah,
and he's apparently been he's existed since before the fall,
Before fall time.
Yeah, so he's still alive hundreds of years later. So
how does he do it? Vegetables,
vegetables and vitamins.
Yes,
exactly.
Right. I bet if we ever get that sequel, we go up there and his body splits apart and he's like, I'm a robot also. I've got a robot body. You thought I was a man? I can do kicks too.
Nice. Well, maybe if we don't get another movie, we'll get some sort of straight to YouTube Punisher Dirty Laundry sequel where it's I'm a robot. We'll get him back. We'll get everybody back.
Get everyone back. What do you think though?
I'm going to say best movie ever. I had a good time with it.
But I'll never watch it again and I won't recommend it.
Exactly.
That's but it was better than I thought.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, spoilers?
Spoilers.
Let's talk some spoilers. Okay, well, here's the number one spoiler, the big reveal. So Nova, who we see initially...
Tilt that up a little bit. I think your mic's going down slowly.
Yeah.
You want to lock that in, yeah. There we go.
There we go. So the big reveal. So initially, we just see glimpses of this character, Nova.
Yep.
And then we see he's sort of a white-coated scientist. He's got white hair and he's got these little eye-concealing little goggle glasses. And at the end, he takes the glasses off and it's Edward Norton. Took me a second.
Took me a second too because it doesn't look anything like him.
No.
That hair really threw me.
Yeah.
I thought it was just some generic dude.
Yeah, right.
Because you catch glimpses of him earlier in the movie.
Which, I get, like, it's... Okay, I like Edward Norton in things for the most part, I think. But also, that's not a reveal. Like, if the reveal was, oh my God, Nova is actually Alita's brother from a flashback from earlier or whatever. At least that's a narrative reveal. This is, hey, it's famous actor Edward Norton.
That's very
Which
true,
if you don't know Edward Norton, you're like, who's this?
Also,
who's,
I'd imagine a lot of people didn't realize that was Edward Norton.
Yeah.
Because like you, it took me a second.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For regular people, it would have taken more than a second. They're probably just realizing it now.
Probably still sitting in the cinema.
Exactly.
Kind of puzzle it all out.
Excuse me, sir, can you please move? We have to do some vacuuming. No! I need to know who this guy is. Sir, that's Edward Norton. Who's Edward Norton?
Oh, he's a popular actor. I mean, he hasn't done work
He was in Incredible Hulk. Yeah. Oh, I know him. Mark Ruffalo. No.
You're thinking of a different one.
Oh, Peter from Fast Forward, Full Frontal.
Yes.
No, that's Eric Banner. You're thinking of Eric Banner? It's the other one, the one nobody remembers.
Bill Bixby.
Yes, Bixby.
Okay, so, yeah, not an interesting reveal.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe if it was somebody more famous, it would have been more interesting. If it was Brad Pitt, I'd be like, holy shit, they got Brad Pitt?
Yeah, right.
Maybe that would have...
Uh-huh.
You go a bigger name.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Holy shit, it's the most popular Snapchatter.
Oh my God, is that James Corden? Oh my God, is that Jimmy Fallon? Oh my God, are they going to do some sort of carpool karaoke up there?
Oh, please.
Oh.
I've never watched one of those. It just doesn't look up my alley.
No.
Mm. And by that, I mean it looks bad.
Yes.
Good on him, though. Everyone hates him. I'm indifferent.
I didn't hate him in Ocean's 8.
No, I didn't either. Yeah. But apparently people audibly sigh when they see him in things.
Yeah, right.
Is he really that bad?
Don't know. I have no idea. Maybe it's... But
people
that's the
love
thing.
Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah. It's like... I think it's just overexposure to him... The people are forcing overexposure to him.
It's a forcing thing. It's like when like a new movie star and they're like, you love Shia LaBeouf. And it's like, we don't.
Yeah.
Stop it.
But that's the thing. Like, you have to actively go out and watch James Corden. You can't. He's not forced on you.
But he's in a lot of things, isn't he, though?
Is he?
I don't know.
I mean, Mason, he was in this, obviously, yes, and he was in Ocean's 8.
You know, it was a bit of a... There were some terrifying moments where you kind of get a glimpse inside the cyborgs. We see Jennifer Connelly was made into
parts.
A suitcase filled with brains and eyeballs or whatever. What happens when you go up there? Do you just force the podcast, I guess? So,
No, isn't she just being used for spare parts?
Oh, really? I thought they were going to send her up there.
No, so, I think he meant she's being sent up for spare parts because people need spare parts up there.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
People need organic spare parts.
What do you need a brain for? Or does the brain just run everything?
Yeah, maybe.
Before, like, and then you get up there and you swap the eyes out or whatever.
Oh, good point. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know either. Both of us don't know. Uh-huh. I thought you go up there and they give you a new body.
Just you eat the brains.
Oh, okay.
Don't do that. Sorry?
What?
Don't eat brains.
Human brain or regular brain?
Human brain. Don't eat human brain.
I won't.
Okay.
Just not a problem, just I think. Sure. I think I'm okay with that.
Okay, you get the human equivalent of mad cow disease. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. There were some moments.
It's called kuzu.
Is it really?
I think so.
Cool. Not cool. Sorry.
It's okay. Uh-huh.
Not cool. I'm taking a stance. So, you get some glimpses. Like, people get cut in half. Because it's PG, you don't really see a lot of blood. But there's a bit at the end where Ed Sheeran gets his face cut off.
Yeah.
That's quite horrific.
It is horrific.
And you kind of see, like, they've taken a lot of, like, the front part of his teeth off and his tongue or whatever.
Yeah, right.
It's,
uh-huh.
it's a bit no good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, those moments I thought were... It's kind of like that RoboCop reveal in that RoboCop
Yeah,
reboot.
Where they take him apart. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, that's interesting. Let's talk about Hugo's character arc as the love interest.
Yeah.
I feel like they went, okay, well, his goal is... And again, I can't remember if this is part of the original anime or not.
Yeah.
But... Regardless, I feel like if it was or it wasn't, what they've done is they've gone, okay, well, his final resting place is he's all cyborg and he wants to climb up into the city and then he gets chopped to bits and then he falls back down.
Yes.
How do we get him there? Let's work backwards.
Mm.
And I think that there must have been a better way to do it. Because ultimately they go, okay, well, let's say he falls in love and he wants to quit the stripping parts from cyborg business. So let's say he just shows up while his friends are doing that. And reveals their real names and fights them.
And then he gets
framed for murder.
I don't understand.
Why would do it later?
Do it later, yeah. It was so weird that they had to cut his head off. Like, is there not another way out of that?
Yeah, right,
It's so weird.
Like a back door, like for example?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
A manhole cover?
Manhole cover. Yeah, I just thought it was really strange. Like, and surely you get a chance to explain yourself. I guess not in this universe where a mech will just...
Well, also, he didn't do any murders.
No, he absolutely...
He was framed for murder.
Yeah, he was framed for murder, exactly.
He didn't do it.
Ed Skuren did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just said Ed Skuren did it.
Ed Skuren did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was the reason he was framed for murder...
That's Shaggy's sequel to It Wasn't Me. Ed Skuren did it.
But the only reason he was framed for murder is because Ed Skuren told everybody that he did a murder.
Yes.
You've got the cut people in half sword.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's the forensics would, if they even have, maybe they don't have forensics.
No, they probably don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they put him in a robot body and then they killed him. So I was kind of like, well, you saved him, but
yeah.
5 minutes later he fell off a...
Unless he's still alive for that sequel.
Yeah.
Which we won't get.
Which we won't get, yeah. Would you see a sequel to this?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand the, like, he's kind of climbed the rope to get to the top to the city.
A lot of people have tweeted at us and asked, is this a nomination for the Game Is On Award? Mm. Absolutely it is.
Definitely it is. It's currently winning, but I don't think it'll be the most Game Is On from this year.
No.
Yeah. There's still many movies.
Exactly. At least this movie... like plant some seeds for a sequel towards the end.
Yes.
It's not sequel bait minute one till the end, really.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Huh. It definitely turns into that.
I mean, there are secrets to be revealed.
Yes.
But I guess the movie stands, I feel, mostly on its own without.
I agree.
Hey, what about this secret, eh? What do you reckon?
I've got some tweets here from people who saw the movie.
Okay,
Chris
I'm ready.
Says, just came back from a Alita Battle Angel. James Cameron has done it again. He continues to raise the bar and pave new roads in CGI and mocap integration. A good anime adaptation and a fun ride. Kendra says, just saw a Alita Battle Angel. My husband liked it and was shocked that I thought it was bad. It was bad, right? I mean, you can think it's bad.
You can think it's bad.
And parts of it were bad. Nathaniel says, caught an early screening of Alita last night, and let me tell you, the game was so on.
Ooh.
And Chris says, just came back from Alita Battle Angel. I already read that one. Great. So there were definitely people who wrote in and hated it. But I thought it was fine.
As of February 15, Alita Battle Angel has grossed $16.2 million in the United States and $35.6 million in other territories. In order to break even, it has been estimated the film will need to gross around $500 to $550 million worldwide.
Mm. I wonder how many movie executives won't be fired for this. Probably all of them.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's about it, I think.
I agree. And that's why it's time for What Are We Reading?
Oh, What We Gonna Read.
I'm doing a thing.
Well, I've watched about 3 episodes of The Umbrella Academy.
I've watched 7.
Oh, good for you.
Geez, that bloody chimpanzee looks good, doesn't it?
Mr. Apogo, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's different from the comic in a lot of ways.
Well, see, I was just saying to somebody that it's been so long since I've read the comic book that I'm in a good position where I'm surprised by the twists and turns now.
I'm okay with it because I think there's stuff in that comic that they've made adjustments for. But generally, it's mostly the same, like, in terms of the characters and whatever, but the overall story is different.
I think is there one character in it who is largely only referred to in the comic books, but he's in it more?
I read it recently and I don't know.
Okay, that's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I won't spoil anything, but I feel like there's one character who is in the comic books is only really referred to in, like, the past tense, but we see him more in the show. But
is it one of the siblings?
Yes.
I think I know you're talking about. Uh-huh. I think you might be right, actually. Yeah, I've actually got the second volume of that, and I'm going to hopefully plan to read it this week after I finish.
So you're enjoying it? I'm having a good time.
I'm enjoying it a lot. I like the universe. It looks great. I like all the characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
The action's pretty good. We should maybe talk about it more next week. Maybe we can talk about this in Doom Patrol next week.
Yeah, are we getting Doom Patrol?
No, we'll have to steal it somewhere.
Okay, let's steal Doom Patrol then. Great.
Because they won't release it here or whatever.
Yeah.
Because people are pretty...
Well, we could talk about Titans.
I don't want to watch all the time then, mate. Why are you pushing Titans on me?
Just watch the Doom Patrol episode.
Okay,
then.
I'll watch that then.
Okay. They recast
the Doom Patrol?
No, they recast the Chief.
Why?
I don't know, but he's Timothy Dalton in the new series, but he's just some guy in the Titans episode.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're not the same universe then? Or they are?
No, they are the same universe. They just recast him.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I guess they wanted more name recognition. But I've seen... Did you watch the extended preview for Doom Patrol?
I did.
Yeah?
I quite liked it.
Looks good.
Brendan Fraser was a race car driver and then he was a robot or whatever.
Yeah.
Marty tweeted in. Marty, who you know is one of the admins on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates.
I know, Marty.
She says, Umbrella Academy, beautifully crafted hyper-realistic world, which is grounded in brilliant acting and great soundtrack, a stronger cast than Titans, better realized story. What a brilliant fresh series. I must watch. Watch. I tend to agree.
What, is she being paid by the Umbrella Academy?
It seems that way, Mason.
Wow. And is she in the pocket of big Ellen Page?
And Ellen Page is tiny, but she's got big reach, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. Ellen Page is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're all good, though. They really are. You know who I really like in it?
Pogo the monkey.
Yes, absolutely. But the guy who plays the drug addict brother who was the...
Who looks like James Franco.
He looks like James Franco, but also he was the generic lead in Mortal Engines. But in this...
Oh, was he?
He's very good.
There you go.
Like, he's given kind of more range and he's really charming
and more
and fun
scraggly
and,
facial hair.
Yeah. Okay. I liked him a lot.
I wouldn't have pulled that at all.
You saw Mortal Engines.
I did, didn't you?
You saw that movie.
Yeah, I know.
You loved it. You said it was that last year's Alita Battle Angel.
I said it was the best movie I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and no one in it will ever do anything better. That's what I said, but I guess I'm eating my words right now, aren't I?
You certainly are.
Yeah, it looks good. It's a great world.
I agree.
It's very good.
Have you watched anything
else? And Mary J. Blige is in it.
Is she?
Yeah, she's one of the she's one of the killers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's a wig. It threw me.
Yeah. That's right.
Man. That's nuts.
And she's also not singing.
That's also true.
Yeah. Have I read anything else? I'm not sure.
You probably read a lot of stuff, Mason.
Yeah. Nah, that's about it. It's been a busy week. Just watching Alita Battle Angels, you know?
Yeah.
Just watching it over and over again.
Don't we all?
Mm.
Mason.
Yes.
Letters. It's time for letters.
A lot of letters. Let's do some letters.
I will. With your help. Okay. Classic one was letters. Oh, letters. We love you. Some letters.
They're only a day.
Have you, I was going to ask you something.
Yes?
I can't remember now.
Was it about letters?
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Okay. Have I ever written a letter?
I was going to ask you if you watched something, but I can't remember what it was.
Okay.
I think you've watched it, but I can't remember what it was that you were supposed to have watched.
I'm supposed to have watched it.
Oh, I thought, it's feel like it's a thing that you would have watched, but I can't remember
what
it
is. A lot of people have emailed in and tweeted at us. Mm. Last week we talked about Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, yes.
Apparently... We're supposed to skip the original Full Metal Alchemist and watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, which is the better adaptation, apparently.
So it's
no one said watch the original.
Okay, so it's the same storyline but done better. Is that right?
I believe it is. Yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to ask. Have you watched Velvet Buzzsaw yet on Netflix?
No, I haven't. I haven't got around to it. I like Nightcrawler a lot.
I like
the
same team of directors and Rene Russo's. In
exactly.
It as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. You can also shoot an email over to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Do you want me to kick it off or would
Please
you like to kick it off? This is from Jake. This is in regards to the Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening remaster, which is happening.
Is that on Switch? What is that on?
Yes, it is. This makes me happy, not because I will play this game, but because there is a chance for the return of my favorite ongoing gag of the show. Hope you guys talk about how fun it is to play a Zelda. It is fun to play as Zelda.
Yeah, absolutely.
That little green-hatted boy.
That bold adventuring boy, Zelda.
Running about. Did you ever play this one? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Was it on Game Boy?
No, it was the Super Nintendo one, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe briefly. I didn't own it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well.
Probably rented it.
That's all we
From the video shop.
Yeah, the video shop. I've never played it, but it was one of the best games of that era, they say. Is that correct?
Yes. Hey, this is from Phil, Saint Flower.
Okay.
Good name. It's the subject line, worst thing you've stuck with.
Ugh.
I found you guys through Tofop, thank you, and have always been amused by Will, having watched every episode of Smallville despite hating it. What terrible thing have you stuck with because you were too invested to call it quits? I feel
so
for you
this was on... Sorry, it was Game Boy. I apologize.
You're okay.
Yeah.
You're
so I keep
okay.
going, sorry, yes.
That's it. What have you stuck with? I feel for you it might be The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but I haven't. For both of us, it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Oh, we stuck with that, didn't we?
Yeah, we got all the way through it.
Uh-huh. The Transformers franchise.
Yeah, but that was more for this. Like, I wouldn't have seen that
I think
otherwise.
I would have.
Nah, not me.
Because I'd be always
I probably
like,
wouldn't have seen Bumblebee.
What if it is good?
Nah.
You know? What if it's good, though?
That's a good point. What if it's good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else Exercise?
You've stuck with exercise?
No, I haven't. I've given it up, but you've stuck with exercise.
I ebb and flow.
Yeah, right.
But now, at the moment, I am sticking with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I quit Smallville. I quit the CW shows.
Uh-huh.
I quit Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. What else did I quit? I quit a lot of things. I mostly just quit things now, to be honest. I don't really hate watch stuff because I feel like there's so much good stuff now that I don't need to.
Yeah, I think there was an era where you kind of, and Smallville's right in that pocket, where there wasn't, there wasn't anything else.
Yes.
If you wanted a pseudo superhero show to watch, that was the only option. So what are you going to do, not watch it?
Why don't you kiss your own butt?
Yeah, why don't you kiss your own butt and watch Smallville on VHS?
Yeah, so nothing recently, I would say. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm behind on Supernatural, but I plan on going back. Also, I like that show unapologetically. I guess because it's really popular also.
Yeah.
It's been popular. It's just grinding away, mate.
Mm.
Like 13 years or whatever it is.
What have I stuck with? I think I'm a big fan of giving up if something's
You've
bad.
You've watched all of like the RoboCop live action TV series.
Okay, I have watched all those. Yeah, those are never good. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched all the Roger Moore James Bonds once.
I like all the Roger Moore James Bonds. Yeah, I don't hate them.
It felt like a joy, to be honest. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hmm. I'll think of another one later.
Yeah.
And I'll tweet it out with no context.
The Bourne films, even though I don't really like them past the first one.
Yeah, they don't get any better, do they?
You've stuck with the latest James Bond franchise, even though you don't like it. But would you have seen Spectre if it had not been for this show? Would you have gone and seen it?
I would have seen Spectre.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Because, you know.
Octopus.
Yes.
Their symbol is an octopus.
Oh, the symbol is an octopus, absolutely.
It's
yes.
got their arms in every pie.
Every pie.
Or whatever.
Like an octopus.
Like an
arms
octopus.
Arms in every pie.
Like an octopus stealing pie.
Yeah.
This is from Tommy Lee Hilton. Do you think Aladdin will be Will Smith's triumphant return to having rap tracks in the credits for his film?
I think if he's going to do it for anything, he's going to do it
right?
for this. Yeah.
He'll do a family friendly genie.
Woo!
Rap. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
I mean, because...
What if it's Miami, but it's...
Just wooing?
Sahara.
It's, please.
Yes. Oh my goodness. The desert. Going to the Sahara.
I wonder whether he'll write any of the music, though. Because I feel a lot of the time...
This is a musical?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's in Mary Poppins.
Yes.
And he's a well-known... theater person.
But he didn't write anything in
He didn't write
Mary
anything
Poppins
in that. So I wonder whether they'd call on Will Smith for this.
Uh-huh.
Because also he's kind of out of the rap game, isn't he? Like he's not really...
That's true, yeah.
As far as we know. Maybe he's been secretly working on it.
But is he like... I feel like being part of the rap game, you need a certain amount of relevance. You need a certain amount of...
Blue paint,
exactly. I mean, he's got that.
Yeah.
The relevance less so. And I don't know if anybody would... Like, what's he going to talk about when he raps? Is he going to talk about how rich he is? Or
I would love that.
His experience on the movie Bright?
I'm very successful. My latest films aren't as good as some of my other films. I make weird choices. I wasn't in Independence Day.
Did you see Oblivion?
One. Yeah, I did. No, he was not in that. He's in the other one.
Oh, yeah.
The Shyamalan one.
I'm just saying, have you seen it?
I have seen it.
He's
I
just
like
recommending it in his rap. Tom Cruise is in it. Okay, yeah.
I dodged the
bullet. I'm friends with Tom Cruise, probably.
He probably is. Okay, is that it? Or you got one more letter?
This is a letter from Claire. It says, hello, Nathan.
It better be.
I hope this finds you well. We're very close to wrapping up this year's Webby entries, and we noticed that Best Little Sites is yet to enter the 23rd Annual Webby Awards. It's a spam email about, are we going to pay to enter the Webby Awards?
Also, go fuck yourself. Never. Never in a million years.
Are you sure you don't want to pay $155 to $395 to enter into the Webby
Awards? Oh, it's only $155
to $395. It's only
$155, yeah. Well, then definitely, yeah. To win an award I don't give a shit about.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, absolutely, I will.
Yeah, nice.
Imagine if you had to... I mean, I guess with I was going to say the Academy Awards, you have to pay to enter, but you pretty much have to pay to win, don't you? Like, you have to campaign for it.
Oh, okay, but also you're rich, so...
And you're rich!
Yeah.
Man.
You're already rich.
I wish I was an Academy Award. Just the statue.
Okay. So let's say you're an Academy Award.
Yep.
What would it be for? Who would win it? And does that mean you're on their shelf?
Yes.
You're like a fly on the wall.
The award has my consciousness and it has my face on it.
Can you move around?
No.
Okay. So who do you want to win that award so you can be in their house?
Oh, good question. Someone I can scream at every day.
Oh, you can scream. In this. Okay.
Someone I can annoy.
And they have to be conceivably somebody who could win an award.
So I can't just be like, Paulie Shore.
No, exactly.
I know he could win an award.
Absolutely.
Good question. Can I talk to, can I, do I have to be aggressive or can I be, can I ask them?
Can
I
you can be talk friends to them. With them? You can talk to them.
Who would be interesting but not annoying? Like imagine being like Johnny Depp's shelf. Like imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, but first of all, you'd get five words out and he'd throw some scarves over you.
Exactly. I'd just be a scarf rack.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I guess I wouldn't have to look at him, but those scarves would not. smell good, would they?
Yeah.
And I've got my face, so I'd be able to smell them.
Hey, here's a letter. This is from Fidel Reyes.
I know.
Who often does a bloody Photoshop on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group. Guys, I did it. I quit my job.
Oh, no.
I recently quit my first real job, and I feel great. I shared a post in the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group, and they're the kindest, most supportive people I know online.
Disagree.
I mostly sent this to thank you both and the rest of Planet Broadcasting hosts for helping me through some terrible days there with your podcasts. Laughter is truly the best medicine. There you go.
Do you think laughter's better than actual medicine?
No, not at all. I mean, it depends what you got.
A cough.
No, laughing would make that worse, actually.
Yeah, probably would. Okay.
I have started out my career by standing up for myself and knowing I can chase what I truly want out of profession. Anyways, wondering if you give a big shout out to the Great Mates group for being a bunch of awesome and wonderful people. Absolutely we can.
Shout out!
There's 11,000 people and they're all very good.
Most of them are pretty good.
Most of them are pretty good. We'd get rid of the ones that are no good.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty good. Now, that's a great group.
Yeah. Fidel photoshopped my face into every version of Black Widow.
I remember that. That was fun.
It was
with a different hair, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
What was your favorite hair again? Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 2, yeah.
You're way off.
But I think I don't look better in that. I think I look better in a different version.
Sure.
But hey, I'm not Scarlett Johansson, am I?
Yet. Exactly. All right, that's the show, everybody.
That's
Mason,
right.
Why don't you wrap this show up?
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We love it when you bloody listen. We bloody appreciate it. Thanks for telling people. Thanks for subscribing and giving us a nice review, giving us a little shout out, letting us know on Twitter. What are you doing, James?
I'm doing a little thing.
He's doing a little jazz hand.
Playing an imaginary trumpet.
He's playing an imaginary trumpet. Good for him. Let's see. You can do that if you you can find us if you want to have a chat to us. You can go to Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Bandcamp and Gmail and Facebook. You can go to that Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. I'm also something else on Instagram. You're Mr. Sunday Movies, everything?
Yes. I'm Mr. Sunday Movies, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Nice. Join that Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. Go to planetbroadcasting.com. where you can sign up to our terrific newsletter by Robert Collings.
Yes.
He's at the Weekly Planet on Twitter. He knows everything about our podcast. He knows more than we know about
our podcast.
He
knows where we live.
Does he?
He's got all our bank account details.
Huh.
He's got my child. Please help.
Well, he's not here, is he? Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Let's see. If you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies if you want to chuck in a buck. The ground has been broken on the podcast studio out the back.
It's happening.
There's some holes in the floor.
Yep.
There's just a loose buzzsaw on the ground.
Yeah, it's just spinning away.
Not a velvet buzzsaw,
a regular buzzsaw.
Yeah. There's a frame has been put up. You've got big plans.
Big plans.
Big old plans.
Apparently
it's very
a three-week
exciting.
Build, but then we got a kit it out with gear and
gear
gonna get a bunch
and
of new
nonsense
gear and stuff. Yeah.
Anyway and then all sorts and if everybody wants to chuck in a buck that'll bloody
we'll have that buck.
I was gonna say pay for itself. It won't pay for itself.
It will pay for itself if you
that's
give
terrific.
Us if you allow us to use your money to pay for
there
it
there you go. We've also got the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. Click on through that if you want to buy Battle Angel or Alita original anime. And email me to tell me all the things I got wrong about the original anime. We'd appreciate that.
I don't want that, just to be clear.
Okay.
I don't want any
Well, then
of
you can just buy anything you want on Amazon that you'd normally buy.
Okay, I'll do
we
that.
We got a little piece of the change from that.
Delightful.
Yes. Let's see. Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Yes.
I love that lettuce theme. I love all the themes. But I don't hear any other themes.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I don't listen to the episode, so you hear them endlessly.
They're all a delight.
Do you wake up screaming sometimes?
I have to.
Yeah. You have to. Yeah. We've got the t-shirts on tpublic.com. You want to buy a Weekly Planet logo tee. You want to buy a Planet Broadcasting tee. You want to buy a one where I've said something dumb and it's been put on a tee for some reason. It's funny. But we love seeing them in the wild. You can also bloody a different thing.
You can definitely do
No, the thing. Different thing is we've still got the weekly Best of the Weekly Planet USB tapes for sale.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Audiobooksontape.com. Just search for the Weekly Planet. And there's a few in stock for immediate delivery. That guy is fast.
He absolutely is. I think we should also do some commentary ones. Like do some bonus commentaries that only go on those.
Oh, put them on the
like,
tapes.
This is Marvel Phase 1 or whatever.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, let's do that. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Well, the studio is going to be set up with a permanent TV/recording spot where we can hopefully do more commentaries.
Do people
Not to
know
say that we will.
That, because we do, you know, for Caravan and Garbage, we talk about movies and TV shows and comic books.
Yes.
But the video game ones are an absolute nightmare to record. Have we mentioned that?
Because the
software, the capture software, never works.
It never works. It always freezes up.
We switch it
on. The sound doesn't work.
We switch it on and you get it working after an hour of changing yep. settings, and then we finish, and then you leave it on those settings
yep.
for next time, and we come back and we switch it back on and it doesn't work again, even though it's on the settings that worked the last time.
It's my favorite thing in the world to do.
No, you hate it.
I hate it.
You hate it.
Also, they don't, those the video game ones don't do as well as all the other ones.
Okay, right.
Yeah. But also, the video games, once they're recorded, they're easier to edit.
Right.
It's a complicated world.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
All right, that's the show, everybody. Goodbye.
Wait, but we were thinking about...
What?
We were thinking about... give us some feedback on this, guys.
Okay.
Because I was wondering about it as well. When we do the video game ones, would people like it more if there was a camera on us as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's generally just a screen capture of the screen. And it's just us talking over the top. Would you like reaction shots of us playing the video games? Would you like a camera on us?
That's a good point, yeah.
Because I think that would work. I think that'd be fun.
I think it would be the worst idea that's ever happened.
Wow.
So where do people fall on that?
Where do people fall on that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, James does not want people to look at him.
I never want that.
So yeah. You definitely want that.
Maybe a camera just on you.
Yeah. And I'm like, James, check it out. It's me. All right, anyway, that is the whole show, I think.
It is. But next week, we'll be back.
For a different thing.
I agree.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Boy.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.